Oh, that's wonderful. So, you know, we all need to be raised by mothers with British accents.
Well,
I think children listen more if you have a British accent.
I'm only allowed to use my British accent in real life, and I'm acting. I'm on Friday. I'm on Justice, and I'm very American. So most of the time, I have to be very American.
So, Jane, are you doing a lot of acting?
I am, actually. I thought that things were sort of quieting down and that, you know, people of my age group were kind of sent out and retired. But after Wedding Crashers happened, everyone suddenly decided I was a comedian. So I relished that. I did my own series, the WB, called Modern Men, until they broke, you know, stopped doing the WB. I just did Justice, which is not comedic. That's the one on Friday night at 9:30, I believe it's on, in which I play a woman who has to kill her own son, who's a drug addict. It's a really very powerful piece. But, you know, a Justice, what happens in the end, they go through the trial and the deliberation and everything, and in the end you find out whether or not justice was served. In other words, was she telling the truth? Did they give, you know, did the courts do the right thing? And at the very end, it's kind of neat. You discover what really happened. But then I'm doing more comedy. I've just done something called In Case of Emergency that comes out next year.
Well, I loved Wedding Crashers. You were so great in Wedding Crashers.
Well, you know,
did you enjoy that?
I loved it. I thought at first that I shouldn't do it because, you know, I said, my God, what am I going to do? Take my clothes off and have Owen Wilson caress my bosom? Just, yeah.
Why not?
At this age. But then we all figured out how we could do it so that I could have at least my sense of modesty, you know, consistent. And it was just by far the funniest thing ever, this movie, and especially that scene. And, you know, I seem to be playing a lot of Mrs. Robinson's, and I've really kind of taken it even further over the edge in some respects in next year in this new series, In Case of Emergency. But I just figured, you know, before they put me in grey-haired wigs and ask me to play Granny, I might as well enjoy this.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, actually, and you know what? I'm doing a Miss Marple's in England, and they are aging me up to play 60, so that's happening after Christmas, which will be perfect because won't be looking my best after Christmas.
Well, why? Do you eat over Christmas?
Oh, I'm going to make sure I do, yes.
Really? Do you have dessert and do you have eggnog and all that good stuff?
I eat and drink everything anyway, and I'm really, I happen to like good food, so I just don't overindulge in anything. I know it's really annoying to people, especially people who are addicted to things. I'm one of those genetically non-addictive personalities. I actually say no more when I don't want any more.
So one piece of pumpkin pie is enough?
Or half a piece of pumpkin pie.
Right. Right. And as you get older, you really have to eat less, don't you think?
I don't know. I weigh the same now as I have always done. And, you know, if I fluctuate 4 pounds, it's because I hit the chocolates or something, but no.
Wow. So you're just one of those lucky women.
I think I just move fast.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too. But you know what I really honor and what I really love about you is that you haven't done the whole Botox thing and the plastic surgery thing and wrestling and all the injections and all that stuff. And most of the women that I know that have done all of that, they look worse. Well, they actually don't look better.
I tried it. I tried the Botox thing, and I really thought that I turned into a Neanderthal woman. You know, that sort of heavy brow thing. And
yes.
I look around, and I just, all of a sudden, I realize that you can see people who've done it. You see people, and you go, you don't say, oh, they look so wonderful. You go, oh, they've just had work done.
Yes.
Well, what would I rather? And then, you know, I look at Helen Mirren, I look at Emma Thompson, you know, I look at Meryl Streep, and, you know, these are the people that, you know, that I really admire and respect. And I want, when I'm acting, I want people to know that I'm perplexed, angry, you know, concerned or whatever. I don't want them to think that I'm just kind of blandly hanging in there with no emotion. So
yes.
As an actress, I think it's just the worst thing in the world. And
we're speaking with Jane Seymour, who is known to most of us as Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, and she has a new collection called Jane Seymour Home Collection. Do you think that Americans are more obsessed with plastic surgery and altering their looks than European women?
I think it's spreading over there now, too. You know, I mean, when things are done right and done well, I think, you know, it's okay. I think the real problem is that people just don't know how to age gracefully. I think, you know, there's no point being 60 and pretending you're 20.
Yeah. But why is that? What do you think we're missing?
If you're 60 and you want to behave like a 40-year-old, I think that's cool.
What does a 40-year-old behave like?
I don't know. I just, you know, I think there are just degrees of what you do to you know, and everyone has their own choice. You know, if you really want to have a lot of plastic surgery, I have nothing against you at all. I just, personally, I just think that a lot of really naturally beautiful people are looking very strange these days.